Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world-famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and I'm being joined, as always, by the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
Always a pleasure, and I'm very excited for our guest, who's staring like Christian Bale in American Psycho right now. I'm scared.
Yes, we do have a guest in-house today, a very special guest, one of my favorites, Mr. RJ City.
I'm so excited to be here. There's not enough wrestling podcasts. I don't feel like enough people are talking about this. Yeah. And I thought Earl is a man with something to say.
100%.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's enough wrestling podcasts with dudes.
No. And I'm so happy that we could diversify the smorgasbord, you know?
Well, you think that would be an amazing wrestling podcast? I hope people like this one.
Yeah.
And there's some great ones.
But let's picture some more.
But wouldn't you like to have like a hot chick who knew wrestling? I don't know if they exist.
I don't think they exist.
A chick, I'm maybe. I mean,
a chick? Are you the Fonz?
He's in his family.
At no point do I want to even talk about. I think knowing about wrestling disqualifies you from being an attractive person.
Well, that AEW crowd. I was the second best looking chick there, and I wasn't even let me tell you, the merch guy or girl at AEW, there's not enough X's in the alphabet for some of those people.
Oh, Lord.
You're in the Comedy Store. Welcome to the Comedy Store.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
And as I was saying to you earlier, Earl, you may appreciate this.
Probably.
The wallpaper in the men's bathroom, it's got like Laurel and Hardy and Milton Berle. David Arquette, who's a dear friend and failed wrestler of mine, he has a graffiti stencil of that wallpaper.
Oh, yeah.
And he made me a pair of shoes, a pair of black Nikes. And I have Laurel and Hardy on one and Abbott and Costello on the other.
I mean, David Arquette can do no wrong.
No, he only does wrong.
You said failed wrestler. I saw him. I saw that movie. I saw You Can't Kill David Arquette, which you are in. And I give him the prop. He fucking wrestled in the middle of the streets in Mexico. I didn't even know that part of the whole story. I wouldn't call him a failed wrestler.
I would. He did it incorrectly. He has too big of a heart, and he cared too much.
Ah.
You know? And that's his charm. But ultimately, as a businessman, it was just a horrible trait to have.
Yeah, he almost died. My goodness.
I've always wanted to know what the guys in WCW, I think when he was there at the time, it was Sting and Flair and Luger and people of that nature. When he won the belt, they must have been pissed.
Sure, but it was a symptom of the problem.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just him. There was more than, if you go watch those episodes, him being involved is like the least craziest part. You know, you have like Sid Vicious jumping on a crushed car and things
That's
like that.
That's my guy. Watch it.
I know it's your guy. Okay. I know about it.
I'm obsessed with him.
He's got that like Chico Marx hair.
Oh my God. The curls.
You know? Yeah. There's something so endearing about it. There's a beauty to him.
The Jerry curls.
Yes.
But and the butchering of promos, which led to his savage character.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he turned on Shawn Michaels and he botched a line, it made it more believable.
Right. Is this you just recite things that have happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's the brains.
That's right. Him,
I can tell. Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
For sure.
I'm just the humor guy. But yeah. I might be outdone by you. I don't know what my purpose is.
You may
is
be completely obsolete on this episode.
I'm going to add you on Instagram right now.
Well, you mentioned failed wrestler. Why aren't you wrestling?
Well, yeah. I do.
asshole.
Not on AEW, you're not.
I always say, even when I wrestle, I really don't wrestle.
Ah.
I usually sing Ethel Merman or things of that nature.
You'll be great. That's
true. See, okay, now I like you. Now you've met me halfway, and I appreciate it.
I dated Ethel Merman.
Oh, my God. You and Ernest Borgnine.
One of my favorite actors. Great.
Is there another podcast you do, a Borgnine podcast?
I do. We break down the film Convoy.
Have you seen, there was a documentary called On the Bus with Ernest Borgnine, and he got a bus, he bought it, and he drove across country, and he just visits places he likes. I'm going to send it to you.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of his.
I thought we were going to have animosity here, and then we stumbled onto Merman Borgnine, and now I feel like I have a new friend. Everyone's tuned out, but I feel like I have a new friend.
Have you ever seen the movie Convoy?
Yes.
As a child, I wanted to be Chris Christopherson so bad.
Oh, my God.
He was so sexy. I get, like, he was the epitome of macho to me before I got into wrestling.
Sure. Right.
And girls.
And then his son wrestled.
Chris Christopherson?
Jody Christopherson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a wrestler. That might be the best of both worlds. That might be the child you should have had.
Where?
Maybe it was mine. I mean, believe me.
I think he was in, like, FCW.
Was that his name? Did he go with a shoot name?
He should have been.
I mean,
no.
Maybe they gave him some buckaroo sounding name that had nothing to do with it, as they often do. But why don't I wrestle? That's a great question. I do take indie bookings.
Yeah.
I do a little weird babyface gimmick called babyface, which is like if Bette Davis was a wrestler. It's the best way I can describe it.
Great actress.
Yes. And out of nowhere, I was doing WWE stuff. And then there was a big tide that came and washed everything away. And then I was tweeting like I often do, and Tony slid into my DMs. And he said, are you not? And I said, no. And he said, wow, do you want to come do this stuff? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And we did a thing where I was driving wrestlers as a chauffeur to hype the pay-per-views. Oh. And then he said, I want to do sit-down interviews. And then there was born Hey W.
Hey! Or hey ew.
No, it's not hey ooh. Ew. Pay attention. I say it at the top of every episode. But Tony Khan, I will say, has a wonderful comedic mind and is very well-versed in the history of comedy and sitcoms. Talks about Wings. Knows Wings episodes like nobody's business.
Well.
Which is why I always ask to have Tony Shalhoub as a guest.
Ah. Monk.
Come yeah. On, Big Monk. Well, that's on USA. I don't know if... I don't want to start heat.
Right.
I don't want to start the Monk Wars.
Yeah. That's some heat right there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, you know, put us over with Tony a little bit. See if he comes in here and we can talk.
Well, let's get through this first.
Earl, and I'll walk out.
Circle back at the end.
I've got some ideas. I'm a fan.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a fan.
That helped. There's a lot of people who are fans, and they have no useful ideas. You know what? You did one roast, and all of a sudden you're Vern Gagne? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
The storylines are out of control these days. Not in AEW, it's just in wrestling in general.
Yes.
What storylines?
They're out of control. They're just out of control. You need to get back to basics.
Yeah. He said something I've been saying. Tony said he did not like how the WWE used Sting. And I've been on that train for 9 years.
Oh, wow. What a hot take that is.
Who was Sting's manager? I'm still pissed.
You really put a lot of thought into that one.
I did.
That thing that nobody liked? I didn't like it either.
But I have reasons. I have a whole angle
you
I would have done.
Reasons. You have another idea? You think doing the opposite would have been better, of course, because it was a bad
him
idea.
To Triple H? Yes.
So if you did the opposite of what was a bad idea, you're saying that would have been a good idea.
I'm telling you right now, it would have been the best idea.
And this is your contribution.
Hunt to this podcast? Yes.
Fair enough.
I got no juice with Khan, so I need to have a sit down with him.
Yeah, right. We need to have a sit down.
We're the same age. He's got a couple more zeros at the end of his bank account.
The same age.
How old is Tony?
He's young, much younger than you.
How old is Tony Khan?
Younger than you. I don't know his exact age.
Give me a ballpark.
Closer to me. I would say he's in his 30s.
Oh. He's in his 30s?
I think so.
Not the same age.
He looks great regardless.
How about his brother? He's got to be a little
I'm pretty sure I'm fucking older than Tony Khan. But
I still like to sit down with him.
You can sit
I am
down
older
him.
Than Tony Khan. He is 40 years old.
Yeah, okay. He's accessible. He's an accessible, normal, and I like that's the best compliment in the wrestling business. And I think maybe in comedy too, so many people are so weird that the best compliment is he's a normal guy.
He can talk to them.
Yes.
You, however,
mm-hmm.
are not so a much. Normal
no,
guy.
You can't say that about me.
You have a show where you make coffee in your underwear.
Yes.
I mean, I guess we need that in the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What channel is that on?
On my YouTube.
Okay.
It's on the Dumont Network. No, I started it as a joke because everyone was streaming, and I said, I'm going to make coffee in my underwear. And then Tommy Dreamer said, you might as well. Everyone else is doing stupid things. And I said, okay. So I said, I'm just going to do one. And I've been doing it for 4 years. And I think I'm the only show in history to have both Steve Austin and Mario Cantone as guests.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big distinction.
I mean, Stone Cold has blocked me on Twitter. So
what did you do?
He was mad at Piper, and I just got looped in with the whole thing.
Fair enough. You were an associate.
I was, yes, a yeah. podcast conduit
yeah.
for Piper to get him back yeah. on track.
It's too bad, because now Steve Austin doesn't know your hot sting idea.
I'm telling you, it's the best idea. Before this podcast is over, I'd like to run it by you.
Please.
But we're going to be serious about it.
Okay.
Like, you have a great wrestling mind.
Thank you.
And I want you to honestly say that wouldn't work or
okay.
it would work.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, I've thought about this idea every day for 9 years.
I appreciate it. You've got the time, and I appreciate 100%, it.
I got time to do storylines for every fucking organization.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to bring up my introduction to you.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually, we did a podcast together with the Hashtag Show, I think, and I called you out because
oh.
you were talking shit about Cesaro making coffee, or I'm sorry, not Cesaro, Claudio
yeah.
making coffee.
Gee.
Sorry, my bad.
So
and you're like, oh, right, what we need, another wrestler with a coffee. I'm like, you leave him alone.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a scam. And I said, let's have a bag. Let's do a bag trade because I have a coffee.
Yeah.
Danhausen has a coffee. Ricky Morton has a coffee. But Ricky Morton is a selfish piece of shit, and I think we all know that.
Wait,
he's a politician. He's a scam artist. Yeah.
The dad or the kid?
No. The dad. The kid has no hope when your father is Ricky Morton, you know?
Yeah.
He's so conniving. He's always yeah. in, oh, what's my angle? How can I get for me? And my coffee is good. I haven't had Claudio's yet.
My buddies over at Legal Speed made it, so that's why I had some heat with you at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Legal Speed. Shout out to Nick Gambarian of the band Bayside, who runs Legal Speed Coffee. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to give you shit because I saw it. I'm like, you leave them alone.
Thank
How
you.
How dare you? And then I've stumbled onto your show and everything you've done and became a fan.
Thank you.
It's everything turned around. You turned it around on me.
I like to consider myself the Merv Griffin of wrestling.
Huge fan of Merv Griffin. Beverly Hilton, the owner of Beverly Hilton.
Yes.
Employed
well,
Adrian.
Well, he did when he was alive.
Employed Adrian Zmed to take over for Terrio on Dance Fever.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're doing a wrestling podcast and you're bringing up Adrian Zmed's name, it's...
Look at how I've broadened your horizons, though. Think of the demo you'll hit now.
Yes, 80-year-old gay man.
I mean, that's our demo. That's our demo.
It's a demo.
But who knew Merv Griffin was gay back then? Like, you know, that's... You know, that era, he couldn't say it. Like, now,
yeah.
It's like, no big deal.
Sure.
But, you know, back then, I mean, it's pretty wild.
So yeah.
People who were gay, like Paul Lynn and...
Van Johnson. You want to go back? Let's talk about Van Johnson, who right. was forced to marry Keenan Wynn's ex-wife. And Keenan Wynn is Ed Wynn's son. The studio said, we got to clean this up for the papers.
Look at Robert Reed.
I have.
Well, I bet. Look at Billy and Chuck. I mean, they brought it full circle.
You love this Billy and Chuck business.
He's right? obsessed with Billy and Chuck.
Have you watched the American Gladiator episodes with Rico Constantino when he was on?
But I love Rico.
I will say, I mean, Billy Gunn is a physical specimen. Yeah.
To this day.
He is 10 years older, and this is true because I looked it up because I had to tweet it. He is 10 years older right now. Then, what's the diabetes guy's name?
Walter
George Foreman.
No. Walter Cronkite.
No, not Walter Cronkite. Walter Brennan.
Yes, it was Walter something.
Right? Walter Brennan. He's 10 years older than Walter Brennan when Walter Brennan did Cocoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He looks fantastic. He moves fantastic. And he's always tense. There's no relaxation in him at all.
No.
He stumbled onto something. He just constantly has pre-workout.
I think we're talking about Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley. Oh, right. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I've disgraced myself.
Wilford Brimley.
We're all out one boner podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a botch. Wrestle botch. There we go. so, okay. Why are you not wrestling? I'm going to go back to my initial question.
He's a real Phil Donahue.
You're a wrestler.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wrestling in AEW?
It was never brought up. It has not been brought up.
And they know that you wrestle?
They know that I wrestle. I also think I'm very happy to do something different.
Okay.
There's plenty of wrestling on the show. There's amazing
wrestlers.
There
aren't enough wrestlers on that roster. What are you talking about?
No, I don't think the roster is big enough to be honest.
I am very happy to be in my own little world. We've done almost 50 episodes now. They have not given me one note. They have not looked at my scripts once.
Really?
I have no idea why. They're like, who do you want? And I ask, and they get them. And these people are subjected to my idiocy. And I don't think I would be afforded that creative license, perhaps on TV.
Yeah,
you know, but who's to say? Maybe AEW, it's been bandied about to be a segment on TV, a la, you know, like a Piper's Pit or something. Like, it's certainly possible. True. It's no more stupid than anything else.
No, it's not.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm happy to go into that area and to broaden. Sometimes wrestling is too narrow-minded in terms of the wrestling. And I like to expand. And then when people say to me, and I hear it a lot, my wife hates wrestling, but she loves AEW. I think there's the value in that.
Yeah. My wife hates wrestling, but she watches it all the time with me now, but she loves your show.
Thank you.
Yes.
See?
Well, you're right. You're
That's
right.
What I'm talking about. And how would I reach her with an arm drag is my point.
Right. No, you can't. It's all about the showmanship for her, I think. So, yeah, I mean, so, okay, in the show, you, there's some times where you blur the lines of what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
I recently saw the Soraya, did I say that right?
Soraya. Well, even then.
Soraya episode. How much of that was, you know, work?
In terms of what? She didn't know what I was going to say. No, I mean, I have my questions. Right. I know where I want to go with stuff. And I would say 99% of people just sit there and we turn it on and it's one take. They really don't edit at all. Yeah. And sometimes I go, can you please edit this? They're like, no, it's good. We like it. And then we just go. And I also, like, it's incredibly tolerant of the guest, of an Arn Anderson, to sit down and go, here's 10 minutes with this person who I've never met in my life, whatever you want to talk about. Is very ridiculous. And so credit to someone like Soraya, who's a total open book, you know, to my idiocy, which is so insane.
And it seems like she's watched the show, but...
She has.
Like, do you think Arn has seen any of your shows before he sat down with you?
Arn had not seen the show. He had asked Mark Henry, what am I getting into? And Mark Henry said, I think you'll have a really nice time, which is very sweet of Mark. Arn Anderson sat down. And shook my hand, nodded. We turned it on, and then we had that experience. The full thing is in the episode. And then we're off air. He said, that was fun. Shook my hand, and I've never seen him since. We had this little magic moment, and it's just the best.
All right.
I mean, that's, you know, wrestling royalty there.
And I also think it's nice to see people like him and people like William Regal, who are very funny and very smart, to be able to show it off in that way, as opposed to just doing a wrestling promo. Sometimes that can be the limiting to the scope of their talents. They can be incredibly funny people. Eddie Kingston is hilarious. Yeah. Another person. I didn't think he would talk about Shakespeare. He brought up Shakespeare for some reason.
Yeah.
People like that. Other people like, oh my God, Jake Roberts, I would love to get on the show.
Oh, dude.
Hey, I don't mean to impress you, but I opened up for Jake. Bombed for 15 minutes, but
fantastic.
I took a risk.
Yes.
It was not necessarily a wrestling crowd.
Right. So you said, but here's my idea on how to book Sting.
I'm telling you. It's the greatest. You're going to love this. I guarantee.
Just get it. Just bring it. Just take it. Just give it to us.
But here's the thing. I only wanted to impress Jake, so I just did all Kamala jokes for 15 minutes, and he's like, great Kamala stuff. I love Jim.
As long as he was happy. The broad tastes of Jake Roberts.
Yeah. So do you want to get to this thing?
I would like to get it out of the way.
Just do it.
Well, we can all agree that he was not used properly.
Yes, we can. I think it's pretty common knowledge.
I think everybody agrees.
Well, no, I've seen some marks out there say, oh, yeah, Triple H was the
You're
proper...
scrolling too far down the feed.
I'm not. It's at the top. Okay, so here's my idea.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Week one. Go ahead.
I think he debuted at Fastlane.
Uh-huh.
Saved Ziggler and Rollins. No one cared. You have Randy Orton. You got to figure Randy Orton due to his father, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I'm familiar with the lineage.
But so there's respect there.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Bob Orton Sr. went to high school with Ed Asner. Go ahead, continue.
Mm.
Ed Asner, great actor. Okay, so we have Randy Orton revive the Legend Killer gimmick.
Okay.
Oof.
Just for the sake of this
just
story
for the sake
line.
Of you.
One legend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going
to
be like...
I can't wait to see you backstage explaining this to him.
I got no problem doing that. Get me a pass.
Yeah.
And he's cutting the promo. I beat Hogan. Yeah. I beat Angle. I beat Austin. I beat
Sergeant
The Rock.
Slaughter.
I beat Kamala.
Yeah.
He did beat Kamala.
Yeah.
Job
that
now.
Seems to be a thread through all of your work.
So he's... Let's... Leave Kamala.
Okay.
I mean, at least WWE could have paid for his medical expenses.
Oh, my God.
Is this part his fucking legs.
Is this part of the pitch?
No, this okay. is just a side.
Yeah.
Side. So he's talking about every person he beat. I mean, Orton has beaten every big
yes.
name. So he gets through, and then now I'm going to, now this could be a serious moment
okay.
for a second. Because of certain malfunctions, I'm assuming they would not have Sting drop from.
Okay.
The ceiling.
Right.
Maybe they would. Maybe uh-huh. say, hey, we've perfected. If not, he comes from the bottom of the ring, you know, like he did.
Yeah.
And Sting just
yeah,
taps him on the...
Yeah, because that trap door works so 100%. Well in WCW. Great idea.
I mean,
that didn't hurt anybody.
That's for Warrior, but that's another... So you get the deal now.
Yeah.
We're like sidetracking a lot. But so he's listing all these great wrestlers he beat. Everyone.
Yeah.
And then Sting pops up.
Yeah.
Hits him on the shoulder with a bat, just taps him and goes, you never beat me.
Uh-huh.
They do a short program. Right. Orton puts him over.
Uh-huh. So Sting has been waiting under the ring for perhaps months, waiting for someone to cut a promo.
Years.
Yeah, saying, I've beat a bunch of legends and hoping that they won't mention him. Imagine if Randy Orton did mention
him. But he never beat him.
Right. So he comes away, he comes out, and then he just, taps him with the bat?
I mean... Tap him with the bat, you know, do some shtick with the bat.
Uh-huh. And this is week one.
100%.
Yeah.
And Orton does the job.
Mm-hmm.
So, because let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, you have. Have you practiced this pitch in a mirror?
100%.
Okay.
Naked.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But Triple H beating him. Did nothing for
Triple
H.
Yes, we understand.
I know,
but here's
the thing.
This is a bad idea. You've said that.
But
yes.
You have to emphasize it to these idiot wrestling fans. And myself included. There was a lot of people in that arena at WrestleMania.
Thanks. You are full of
I'm telling
really
you.
New and interesting information.
But here's the deal.
Do you just say things you've seen?
Yes. I'm an observer.
And let me, and a would, collector of
but
data,
here's the deal.
Would Sting be in black?
No, we wouldn't turn him black. Was this Piper against Bad News Allen? That's old school. Only the marks get that one. Because this is about merchandise. This is about money. So when Sting jobs out to Triple H, no kid in that
get
arena.
It. Why are you going back
because
to this?
Because it proves a point that those 13-year-old kids who had no idea who Sting was,
yeah.
which is crazy. To us,
right.
If he goes over Orton,
yeah.
I want the mask, I want the t-shirt, uh-huh. I want the gloves,
right.
The fake bats.
Yeah.
So there's it's more money for Vince and whoever else gets their share.
Yeah.
You don't and then he jobs to Undertaker at the next WrestleMania. Everyone walks away happy.
Uh-huh.
We never did get that match, huh?
No.
Taker
very,
Sting.
Very, very bizarre.
But let's get to let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Yeah.
Don't you think that would have been a better?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I think anything.
You sold it to me horribly, but I think it would have been a better. You said there would be a WrestleMania, a lot of people there. As
no, I
part
said,
of your pitch.
But that part of the pitch is a good portion of that crowd.
Yeah.
I would say, and I'm asking you, I'm not telling you, 30 to 40%. The kids,
yeah.
The people who didn't watch TNA for 13 right. years, and believe me, that's a lot of that stadium.
Yes.
Had no idea who Sting was.
I feel like you've taken this pitch and you're just weaponizing it to say all the other things you don't.
100%.
Yeah. This is more about you, the airing of your grievance.
He's just upset.
It's both.
Yeah.
He's very upset that Sting got jumped out.
He needs to let it go.
Never.
No, it's never happening.
Look at what Sting is doing now. The wonderful stuff with Jeff Jarrett. The
jumping,
wonderful six-man tags he's had. The FTR match he's had.
Jumping off balconies.
No selling. The Young Bucks super kick. I marked great. Out that, when that,
that
happened.
That was great.
I mean, even and it is really tremendous. Even if you just take the AEW run, it's amazing.
Much better.
It's a great best of DVD.
But so I'm sure the kids in AEW who didn't know who Sting was,
mm-hmm.
like the Young Bucks putting Sting over by him yeah. no selling the super kick, and I forget who threw him through the table.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that threw him Sting through the table, and he just got right back up?
Yes,
kids love the guy.
Yes.
That's. I'm just asking for better treatment.
Sure.
Who was Sting's manager in 2014?
I don't know.
Well,
you
I want
to let
know.
It go.
I
want, you need
no,
to
no,
focus
I want
on the now.
No, I don't.
You're pouring over this like the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, that hurts because they're family.
Yeah, now he's a Kennedy.
My aunt is Ethel, but that's another story.
Did you hear Sammy Davis on his deathbed? There's an audio recording of him saying, oh, yeah, I know who did it. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald did it.
Yep.
I saw one today. Tripoli sent me a link that it was that the actual driver of the car turned around and shot him. And, okay.
What?
It's ridiculous.
This is what I have to deal with in the comedy.
And
world.
I also heard there was a lot of people there that day on the street.
Mm.
That's something you can add to your pitch.
About Sting?
Yeah.
About Jack Ruby?
Yes.
Was Sting and Jack Ruby to a dark match?
I think you can go there. There's subtext. I'm saying you need to let it go for your health.
I don't let anything.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Here's
you obviously haven't seen this show.
I have grievances. I have grudges.
But see, here's the thing. I'm yeah. afraid, in all seriousness, look at the Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
Everyone said he was a maniac.
Yeah.
He talked shit. You know, he was crazy. And then he let go of all those grievances.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Died 2 days later.
So you're like a shark. I need to keep swimming or else once I stop.
100%.
I understand.
Because when you let off the gas, you send out a giant bat signal that says, you can fuck me over. I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
I don't think certain people up in this facility, they now know, should treat Earl better.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't,
yeah,
he doesn't let go.
Yeah.
I'm like Rambo in the hardware store. Nothing is over. You asked me. I didn't ask you.
You're like Ernest Borgnine on the bus. You got to keep going, you know? Press that gas and just... Mmm.
Well, I mean, we look back at Warriors videos and go, you know what? He wasn't as crazy as we thought he was.
Did anyone do any research on me? Does anyone have any questions
no,
for me?
I thought you were...
I do, I do
you
but
thought
he's...
I was Paul Roma, didn't
no,
you?
No, I got to be honest with you. When you walked down the stairs, I thought, how do we get the drummer from Cinderella? This is fantastic.
I'll take it.
Fred Corey in the house.
Fine with me. That was a good shot. You skimmed it across the tables.
I mean, I had questions, but we're almost out of time.
No,
so, wasted it.
I'm going to be quiet. I've exposed my mental state of mind.
I was going to say, have you considered therapy?
No. My therapy is the truth.
Yeah.
The truth.
It is. And he's working through it, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you listening.
All right, RJ.
Yes.
For the fans that are watching that may not know this, watch the David Arquette movie, You Can't Kill Me.
You cannot kill David Arquette.
Yeah, that's where I learned that you tagged with him.
Yes.
I did not know that.
So he brought me on to help him consult and maybe find a gimmick in wrestling. And then he realized, I actually want to wrestle you. Because I was shitting on him on Twitter the entire time because he has such a fun career to make fun of.
Yeah.
And then... we came up with this. We found this chemistry we have, this odd, like, Laurel and Hardy. We also likened it to, like, I was Charles Grodin and he was Martin Short and Clifford. It was that kind of thing where he loved wrestling, and I was explaining to him why it was a bad idea for him to wrestle. And then we teamed a lot. And what's crazy is, and the doc spans like 3 years, so we can't cover everything.
Sure.
He worked the indies like a regular indie wrestler, and he would show up in Pittsburgh, and I'd be to wrestle to team, and I'd be like, "Where's the cameras? Don't you?" He's like, "No, no, I wanted to do this." I cannot. The documentary does not quantify how he worked daily, you know, to lift the indies up and really respect the business. I mean, he didn't do a good job because he's inept, but his heart was in the right place, is what I'm saying.
And why didn't you stop him from wrestling Nick Gage?
I sent him a text.
Hey, bro.
I said, listen. And I guess he just needed to go there.
He just needed to almost die?
And his wife told me a wonderful quote that I think Rosanna, our cat, called after all that. You know, all that stuff happened. It was all on TMZ and whatever. And she called David's wife and said, I don't understand. When he wrestles with RJ, he doesn't get hurt. And I went, oh, yes. So I'm Rosanna Arquette's favorite wrestler.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it, was that, I'm going to ask a serious question.
Sure.
This is going to be tough. Do you think that was Cage's way of saying, oh, you want to do what I do, Mr. Actor Boy? I'm going to show you what.
Well, it wasn't really, he didn't like stab him in the neck. It kind of, it was like pretty, it was a hit and then it.
But he was kinda, pretty stiff
I
to
think,
my eye.
I think that message was already in that match.
Yeah.
You know? And I think David also, to his credit, hung in there. I think beyond the point that anyone would have. Well,
I didn't think he was going to get back in. When I saw him grab and walk out,
yeah,
I didn't think he was getting back in.
It's remarkable that he even, and that was something that changed the course of the documentary, because it's another thing that he took just as a match. And nobody planned for it to do whatever. He just, you know, it was in LA and I'm in LA. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And the cameras happened to be there and they caught it. Otherwise, he was working on other stuff. But yeah, no, I think I don't think Gage went out of his way to do that. I can't imagine it was a pleasant experience otherwise, even without that. And also because what's even more dangerous is, like, David is not trained in the ways of deathmatch wrestling. It's just dangerous for Nick Gage to be in the ring with somebody like that who has no idea, you know, what he's doing. And that also applies to his acting, too. He just seems to yell.
Yeah, I mean, he has a couple hits back in the day.
He had hits, sure, but he didn't really gear shift.
Well, I think... You know, with most comedy actors, I find they play the same character in every movie, and people burn out. You know, Sandler at least has done some dramatic roles. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey. I don't think Arquette has ever shown an acting side of it. I'm sure he can.
When
act.
He was younger, there's a wonderful movie called John's. There's another one called, I think, Tombstone or Bonesaw Tomahawk.
That's the one,
right?
I was going to bring up. Yeah, it was with Kurt Russell.
Yes, and he did also a nice movie called The Tripper. It was a horror movie that he wrote and directed. Paul Rubens is in it.
I think it's just Bone Tomahawk. Maybe.
Yes, Bone Tomahawk.
You should watch that. It's really good. Arquette, Kurt Russell, really. Surprisingly good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I watch too much wrestling to watch anything else.
I will say, I told David I was going to be here, and he would like to do another wrestling show.
Well, we would love to have him on the pod, but yeah. Yes, we are planning.
But he just giggles and shit. It's not really worth it. Yeah.
But I will say, when I started my own podcast,
yeah,
he was the fifth guest, and he couldn't have been. He didn't have to do the podcast.
Yeah. Like,
he knew.
Well, he has no sense of standards or trajectory or hierarchy in the system. He doesn't. He didn't realize when he was on top, and I think that was perhaps the problem.
Few do.
Yeah.
Because you think it's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm. You know. It was very tricky. But he suggests you put the ring in the parking lot.
That was my suggestion.
Okay, good.
Yes, because we have more space and also higher ceilings. Because we had the Lucha Brothers in here.
Yes.
And the whole time I'm like, oh, God, the lights.
I would happily be involved to help David and get him here or make
sure
he doesn't die.
Do it.
I would like to be a heel manager for someone that
you can be David's heel manager.
Be yourself. I think you'll be fine. I think you're really adept at forcing your ideas on people already.
I'm influenced heavily by Gary Hart.
Yeah, very nice.
My brother.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Okay. So RJ, are you going to try and pitch yourself as a wrestler to Tony and try and get in the AEW ring?
No. I mean, look, if it happens and the circumstances work, great. But I'm always very, the thing I have is the thing I'm focused on. Hey, W, like, I want to make it the best it can possibly be and make it bigger. And we need, again, I would like Tony Shalhoub on. There's plenty of people that need to be on the show. Moxley, for example. Bryan Danielson, a Sting on the show. I can ask him about his appearance on Vicki Lawrence's talk show, which I've been very interested in for a number of years. So I'm always concerned with making what I already have. You know, I don't want to use the show as like, oh, it's just a thing to get here. Is it possible that I would wrestle? Sure, but under the right circumstances.
I think it's a good angle to use the show to get a match. You know, interview.
And then
like
I feel like I'm using the show.
No, but
you know?
You've already got an established list of episodes
sure.
where it's fine.
Yeah.
You get like a Mox on and you yeah. guys get some heat in the interview, which yeah. leads to a brawl.
Many people have suggested that I wrestle Renee.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have quite the animosity
yeah,
built in.
That would be great. I'd watch that.
Intergender, I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or perhaps Bow Wow.
Oh, God.
Or you know who was messing around with me on Twitter? Alf.
The alien?
I don't know if I would do that one.
Yeah. Really? You're afraid of Alf?
Is he alive still? Is it
yeah,
the same person?
They're trying to reboot. It's a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Those reboots always do well.
Yep. I like the Night Court one. Because the premise is, the court's the same. We got the same set. That's
but
really...
there's no bull.
No, there's nothing. You don't even get the John Larquette you wanted. He's
well, you
got
get
a
the
beard.
Older version.
Yeah, you get this Hermitage John Larquette. No one wants that. And also, Marcia Warfield is still alive and doing stand-up. Why are we not using her on the show?
I think she makes so much money in Vegas.
Good.
That she's like, I'm not going to work 12-hour days, 14-hour. You know, it's brutal filming
yeah.
a show like
yes.
that. She's like, I'm in Vegas making a couple hundred grand a month. I'm good.
Good.
Or probably more than that.
And God bless her. And the flow is dead. That I know.
What about comedy?
Flo from Alice?
No. Flo, she was the court officer
oh,
before.
Oh, I thought you meant Flo from Alice.
No.
Kiss my grits.
Yes, that's yeah. Polly Holiday.
Oh, this
who I believe is still alive. And I'll tell you who I follow on Instagram, and everyone should. Can I get a quick plug in?
Yeah.
Follow Linda Lavin on Instagram.
Oh.
She is a delight.
Can I do you
would
one
love
better?
Her. Please.
Follow Vic Tayback. He's been dead for about 20 years.
Oh, my God.
But his Twitter's killer.
I have notifications turned on for Joe Piscopo's Instagram.
Ooh, he got a little political for my
He days. Did, but he walks the streets of New York in the mornings because he does a radio show, and it's like, it's 4:30 in the morning. Join me, and it's adorable and sad. I don't agree with him, but I respect his Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I respect... I actually remember him SNL days. Like,
yes.
He was very, very funny.
You're a big fan of the Whiners?
You know, that show's like a little stiff for me, but you know, ever since Norm, I haven't really watched it since Norm, got fired basically for
yeah.
too many OJ jokes.
Yes.
I love how a double murder.
It's another thing you haven't let go of.
I don't, because...
Okay. All right, it's fine. No, I understand the MO here.
Oh, I want to switch your mindset.
I have grudges. Courtney Cox, because of David, she made me a cappuccino once, and it was horrible. She raved about it. I make a great one, and it was shit. She owes me one.
Okay. I bet she and does.
I don't follow you.
She owes you a cappuccino. Okay. I'm going to switch your... You're trying to switch my mental mindset. I'm going to switch yours.
I should hold on to more grudges?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, because I made up with Jericho.
No? What was your
beef? Because I called him out because he's took my catchphrase. I used that at Sats Entertainment on the Indies, and then he used it. And so when I had him on Hey W, I was like, maybe you can give me one of yours. And he gave me either Razzle Dazzle or Bad Mamma Jamma, and I took Bad Mamma Jamma, which I've been trying to break in. It's a little awkward for me. It's a little too big.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But we made up, and I let it go. And I'm lighter now, you know?
Don't let go.
Don't you want to walk around like this?
No.
No. He wants to walk around grumpy. Cool.
I want to see you walk into a room whistling. That would be such a joy for me.
Never happened.
You're going to follow Linda Lavin's Instagram, and it's going to just brighten your whole world.
Vic Tayback. Stow it.
Do you have a spot tonight?
No.
Well,
fuck this
place. Exactly.
You know who has another good Instagram that you would enjoy? Pat Cooper.
Oh, yeah, he's very funny. A little bitter.
But a little bitter? He should be your idol.
A little.
Yeah, his knuckles are constantly white.
Warrior's my idol. He kept it real. That's the greatest video ever. Please tell me you've seen it.
When he's yelling at those kids to work out? That one? In the alley?
I love that one. That's a good
when
one.
He's doing that That's Life with Busey type reality show?
Yeah.
The one where he conducts an interview with himself, talking shit about Hogan for an hour straight, doesn't breathe. You're a real piece of shit, Terry. You did nothing but do cocaine all day. Like, he kept it real.
And you said, this is my guy.
Yeah, it's this guy.
The guy doesn't hold back.
Right.
And lets it all go. Yeah. Hey, Vince, great to see you. Thanks for fucking me over. Hey, Terry, thanks for bad-mouthing me the last 20 years. Triple H, thanks for making that three-fucking-part DVD, Destruction of the Ultimate
Warrior. Linda Lavin let it all go, and she's light as a feather. And she has a wonderful color in her face. She has a glow to her.
When's the last time she's worked?
You guys want a good follow on Twitter? Highly recommend OJ Simpson.
He only follows two people. That's a lot of pressure for those two.
But he doesn't acknowledge that anything ever happened, and the comments alone are just gold.
I've tried to get him to block me.
Like, he's in an odd Zen place. You can't get it.
One or two times a week, I'll be like, "Hey, man, I just want to say it's an honor to know a double murderer. You're fucking awesome." And nothing. And Stone Cold blocks me, but OJ is like, "Hey, this guy's one of us."
Stone Cold blocked you because of the OJ
of
comments.
Well, yes. Maybe. Yes. I got no beef with Stone Cold.
Roddy Piper also very much loved being here. He spoke very fondly of his time here, learning to play the piano.
He was great. I mean, I don't know what his background in music was, but he wasn't horrible.
No, well, he played the bagpipes legitimately.
Yeah, he did that on live TV.
I mean, he was like watching Superman pull up in his... He had this American
Superman
gigolo.
Drove?
Well,
who was Superman to you in your head?
Christopher Reeve.
Okay. I like George Reeves.
Even after the accident. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, God.
I wanted to start a band called Horses Are Kryptonite at one point.
Well, you know, they did film a full movie after the accident.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they like, go like this and roll down a hill, and then he went flying into the air. That's some Skakel humor for you.
And then he held Richard Pryor, and they went, this is weirder.
That blonde guy, too. I don't know what. You remember the bad guy was the blonde guy? He was like Dolph Lundgren light.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I got a problem with that movie, but we'll just hold on.
You do? You have a problem with bad movies? That they're bad? Is that your take?
No, I love bad movies. Uh-huh. Cobra. Stallone, Cobra.
Hey, Cobra's an awesome movie.
I met the bad guy.
I haven't
guy.
Watched it since then, but I'm sure it's great. Still.
Brian E. Thompson, only person in movie history to be killed by Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Mm.
He was the first guy killed in Terminator. Give me your jacket. Give me your jacket. And he didn't want to, and Schwarzenegger killed him.
What else? Yeah. What's on your phone?
I'm just going to say, welcome to another episode of Inappropriate Earl.
You're talking about a death metal band you were in. What the hell is that?
Yeah, you chimed in. I was the only one who really abstained
from
it.
I'm
going to
be quiet.
All right. No, the last thing I had was just, I wanted to, you know, you have the charisma. Have you done stand-up?
Yes. I actually opened for Mick Foley a couple times when he was doing his Hell in a Cell tour. I have a tight 10 on the wrestling business, my breakdown of wrestling.
I mean, do you want to pursue that more? Is that something that you want to do more of?
Yes and no. I mean, I was very happy to do more stuff like AEW, like working with wrestlers. I just enjoyed it because when you take them out of wrestling, they're incredibly weird.
Yeah.
You know, I like filming stuff and making videos more than, I don't know. So it's very hard to be a heel for so long and then try to be likable in stand-up. I had an issue with it. It just didn't, it felt wrong to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's wrong. I agree. It's a wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But still, I feel like you have the... I mean, I don't know.
We do. And me and Dalton Castle did a show. We wrestled one night, and the next night we just did like a two-man show.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I'm sure it'll come up again.
I mean, it's not like we had a wrestling comedy show here last...
He didn't invite me
I mean,
to do it.
I mean, I wasn't booking the show, yeah. Earl.
I got the room.
Yeah, that's actually all the Hollywood hunks doing, really.
Hollywood hunk wanted to do it at some crab shack.
Yell at your coworkers,
no,
man.
No, you know what? I message you like, hey, W, very last minute, and I show up and I didn't get an advance. I'm sure next time if it happens, which now it's probably won't. Okay.
It will. We'll do it again.
Sold out.
Yeah, we'll sold out. We'll do another one.
Yeah, okay.
All right, real quick. Do you mind if we talk about some stories of what's going on in wrestling?
Sure, not go too ahead. Much. I don't mind. Knock yourselves out. Go ahead.
Nothing crazy. We're going to talk about... I attended Dynamite this past week and Rampage, which aired tonight. But you watched it on television.
I did. Rampage, I didn't watch the complete... I watched Darby's match, and that's all I saw.
But it was a great show here in LA. I will, thank you, AEW, for the media pass. I appreciate that. But being able to be there in the building, it felt like a pay-per-view. It was big.
It was the right crowd. LA has not gotten enough AEW.
Not enough.
They were very appreciative.
Considering the Elite are, pretty much local boys. The Young Bucks are from Rancho, and they grew up in the PWG LA crowd thing. But we need more. I think we're getting Ring of Honor in March, which is cool. They announced that at that show, too.
And Dynamite's in Fresno.
Dynamite in Fresno next
week.
And
then we have Revolution in San Francisco.
That's too far.
I'm not
going to San Fran for this.
If Omega was there, if I was guaranteed Omega's staying, we're going to be there, I'll drive to Fresco. And I want guaranteed.
You could slip your notes under the door for Sting.
Steve. Oh, did I just say his real name? Sorry about that.
How dare you? Kayfabe, dude. So tell me, what did you think of the trios match with your boy Kenny, your favorite wrestler?
He is. I'll be serious for a second here. Omega is just, he's unbelievable given the match he had in Japan to fly over here on pretty short, break, 17-hour jet lag that he had, and he still puts on a 10-star match. He can do no wrong to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. I mean, I figured they'd go over. But I think they also put Death Triangle over, too.
Because
those guys were just kind of there in the trios. But now everyone's like, hey, they took the Bucks and Omega to 7. So I think everyone wins.
I always say that AEW managed to become like the traveling Wilburys of wrestling. They have the best of every kind. It is like a super group. Because then you forget the show opened with Hangman and Moxley.
Right. Amazing match.
Yeah, which was fantastic. And then also we got Rampage after that. Ruby Soho and Willow had this against Ty.
That was
and
a great
Anna
match.
Jay had this insane match.
It was a really good, overall, the whole live experience was great to me. I felt, because we were there for the last time they were here, and... it was good, but I had these vibes of because I had seen a SmackDown Live and it felt like a TV production. And the Dynamite felt more like, hey, this is an indie show that I'm grown accustomed to.
Yes.
With more people and a little bit higher production.
And I think that is also a fundamental difference of AEW is that they include the crowd. The crowd is part of the show. And if they're not having fun, then it's kind of bad to watch it on TV.
Yeah. And the crowd was super hot in LA, for this Dynamite. And I hadn't heard a pop like that live in a very long time when Adam Cole came back.
That was great. Unexpected because, I don't go on a lot of wrestling websites, actually, because I kind of I want to be surprised. And I don't think many people saw that coming. So that was really well
didn't.
Done.
And I was backstage. Right. I absolutely know it. And I will also say, bold fashion choice, Adam Cole, with the suede jacket.
Yeah.
New suede Adam Cole.
Barbados or All Saints.
Mm-hmm. I think a DMD may have gotten in his ear and said, it's time for you upgrade to some suede.
I was surprised he didn't have on a t-shirt, his new t-shirt or,
Right. Plug it. Maybe he's selling suede jackets now.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
High end.
YSL?
You've purchased worse.
Oh, yeah.
You probably have a Bob Holly shirt or something.
What's the worst wrestling shirt I have? I'm going to be straight with you. It's not even close. I'm a huge fan of Kamala.
No. What?
But not the humor guy at WWE.
Right.
Turn him into
the
a fucking
serious
buffoon.
One, yeah.
When he was a serious character, kids were crying because they thought he was going to jump.
Once he bowled, you drew the line.
So Pro Wrestling Tees, I'll throw them under the bus. They had a T-shirt of Kamala, the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
And it was like basically an evolutionary chart. And
oh, no.
Kamala was, you know, the head of the chart.
Right.
So I buy the shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I have my, just say this person's a minority.
Uh-huh.
He's like, girl, you can't wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not? It's shirt. Like, it's Kamala. You know, he's my guy. He's like, I know he's your guy. I get it, but that shirt, no, no.
No.
As a black man, I'm telling you right
and
now.
What do you do with it now?
I gave it to a homeless guy.
You just passed all the heat along to him.
100%.
Like, yeah. Great.
You know, I can't believe they actually sold that.
It's still on the side. Like, you can still get it. But I'm thinking about buying it.
Great, oh, my God.
Great plug.
They're very, like, with Kamala, they take liberties with him because they also have another one that's just straight out of Uganda. And it's kind of a, like, I don't know. It's a little.
Okay.
I'm a fan. What can I say? Jericho paid for his funeral. So shout out to Jericho for doing what the WWE should have.
He does this every episode?
Every
just drop
episode.
Kamala facts?
Yes.
100%.
Okay. Yes.
The amount of shout-outs Jericho has gotten for paying for a funeral is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I just think that's amazing. That, we've probably didn't even know.
You're 30, a Kamalogist.
33. 33 episodes in, I think we've had a Kamala reference 33
everyone,
times.
I'll do it another 33 episodes.
I give, you know, giving Jericho shout outs. He showed up at PWG.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there?
I wasn't there.
And he didn't just show up. He didn't just do the legend, tip his hat like Cal Ripken. He wrestled.
He wrestled in a PWG ring.
Yes.
I mean, can the man reinvent himself anymore? I don't know. I mean, it's wild. I would never say that wasn't on my bingo card for my wrestling bingo card for 2023.
I mean, I thought he peaked a couple years ago when he wrestled Omega. Like, hey, this is my last big match. Mm. And then 4 years later, he's still relevant. And
I think the dropping of the weight really helped because he was getting a little bloated in the New Japan because he wanted to. He said he wanted to be that Bruiser Brody big guy, kind of, you know, hardcore match guy. And then, but when he got back into shape, man, it just reinvigorated his career again. And it's just, I mean, I'm blown away by Jericho. I honestly, I've always considered him a GOAT, but he might be the GOAT because he's still going.
I mean, he's up there for sure. Like, you know, his longevity. I mean, very few guys have had his longevity. Like, I can.
Vern, maybe? Maybe Vern Gagne, maybe a Nick Bockwinkel. He's really been wrestling that long of a time that those are the only people he's comparable to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. But anyway, great show for Dynamite and Rampage. I got to witness something. I mean, it's in the news, so I'll mention it. But the Acclaimed came out and did their rap, and he botched the rap.
Which is rare.
Yes, very rare.
What was the botch?
I didn't even notice
Oh,
this.
Yes. He came out and started and was just
did
like.
Did he say Walter Brennan instead of Wilfred Brimley?
Oh, no, no, no. No, he didn't really even get much into it. He was just kind of like, the Acclaimed. And then he just kind of like, oh, fuck. And like stopped and everything stopped and everybody was like, oh, shit. And he's like, we got to do that again. We got to do it again. And he like ran back and came back out and definitely redeemed himself and made fun of Gavin Newsom. Made fun of fun of Joe Biden. Made fun of blood money sale going, possibly. It was pretty good. You'll see it tonight when
did
you watch
boom?
Rampage.
Like when it,
no, no,
I
it
mean,
wasn't.
Not
no, they
show that,
they
but...
started a You Fucked Up chant.
Oh, okay, not bad. But he's never fucked up, to my knowledge. So,
no,
you know, one...
but yet I think that's very endearing to stop.
Yeah.
And do it again and acknowledge it.
He bowed. When he came back out, he bowed and everybody clapped. It was like everybody was like on his side. It wasn't like a negative thing. And the only reason I'm even bringing it up is because the wrestling sites brought it up already. I don't want to be the guy to be like, oh, he fucked up. But it was fun. It was actually fun to watch him do that because it felt like, oh, yeah, you're not a superhuman. You're,
right.
You know, people fuck up. It's a tense thing to do.
Yes.
But anyway, great show. I'm excited for them to come back. March, I'm going to be there for Supercard of Honor. I think that'll be fun. I've never been to a Ring of Honor show, so that'll be interesting. Other news that I have is I need to, just for John's sake, I need to mention Prison Dominic Mysterio is my favorite fucking character in professional wrestling right now.
That entire group needs to be just broken up.
Never. Never. I hope they last forever. I want them to have all of the gold.
He needs to go to NXT. Enough. enough with this.
I'm sorry, but Prison Dom is a gem because he knows how terrible it is.
I'm a prison crush guy.
Dude, the little teardrop.
Prison crush.
The teardrop and the flannel open and him saying snitches get stitches. I lost my shit. I was laughing so hard at home. My wife came out of the room. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, you need to fucking watch this, everyone. I'm like, look at this. He did hard time.
But this kind of proves my point from a few months ago. Judgment Day, nobody knew what the fuck was going on. First, Edge was leading it. Then all of a sudden, he disappears. They're against him. Then all of a sudden, Dominic's... It was just from day one, they just didn't know what to do with Finn, and they were like, here we go. I think this is all about Finn Balor.
Maybe. I think it's all about Dom. Because after he said snitches get stitches, he said, now I know what Martha Stewart feels like. And I left the room. I couldn't handle it anymore.
This to me feels like naming an amazing indie wrestler Doudrop. That's what this feels like to me.
I don't know. I think you're reading it wrong. I think this is the best thing that they're doing right
now.
They've
killed any respect that people will have if he goes against Rey in a real match.
It's not going to. I mean, eventually it'll happen. But I don't even think that's what they're aiming at right now. I think this is a parody character, and it's amazing to me. I don't know. You see it at all?
I'm a Doudrop fan. I would take her finisher any. She might just get one of her own.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Be a good finisher. Like, it's never been done before in the world of wrestling.
What?
A man ejaculating as a finisher.
God.
You don't think that would be funny?
Hilarious. Bless you.
Like, if the guy's name was Dick Hammer, and that was his finisher.
Hammer? I mean, isn't that a little broad?
Are we watching
it's
porn?
What are you talking about?
I think we need to become a little more refined as a business. We need a guy, my jobber name that I always kept in my back pocket, Lukewarm.
Not bad.
That's
like
a great
it.
Name. Yeah.
That's so bad.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So bad. No. All right. But I don't know. Regardless of what John says, Prison Dom is my favorite. I'm sorry. He is my tribal chief.
Can't get it out of my head that to me Dom looks like a baby giant Gonzalez. Am I wrong?
He does.
So he looks like just a Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Hello. Am I wrong on that, or am I out of bounds?
I don't know if it's out of bounds. I mean, if he got that beard going, yeah, I see it.
Put the suit on him.
Let's let the two white guys talk about the Gonzalez.
Well, I've employed a lot of Gonzalez.
He was an Argentinian basketball legend, okay?
he wasn't Kenny Omega, but he wasn't that bad. I mean,
Giant Gonzalez?
He
was pretty bad. I don't know what you're talking.
Not his fault, though.
Not his fault, I will say that.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Okay. Oh. Is it about the My Giant movie starring Billy Crystal?
And Jorge Mirazon?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Oh, my God.
Don't bring a knife.
I turned around. You're getting my Ring of Honor, I respect you handshake after this just because of that.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight with me. When are we going to see Satnam Singh wrestle? Like, I know he's been in, like, where he did, like, one move, but, like, everyone talks about how great he is athletically.
He's fantastic. He's only, I think, 26 or 27, something insane.
Wow.
He gets it, and Sanjay works with him. QT, you know, works with him. They train at the factory, but Sanjay is obviously taking him under his wing, and then you add Jared into the mix. He's going to be scary. Good. I think, I don't know. I don't know because I think once he starts wrestling, a lot will change. Because I don't think we've seen somebody that big be that athletic.
Yeah, because he did a move the other night where he picked up both guys. And you could tell sometimes when the guy's getting picked up will, like, squat up to, like, help.
Yes.
They did not.
No.
Like, he literally, I wish I remembered who it was, but it was, wow. This guy's, and he threw them, like, he might be a little stiff. Someone should talk to him about that.
But there's sometimes, you know, especially with, like, giant guys, they bring in and it's like, just be big. And you're like, they don't get it. Satnam is there and learning and, like, putting – he's a guy who's so big he doesn't need to put the effort in, right. But he is. And that's terrifying to me. He does remind me of, if you've ever gone back and seen like young Andre in Japan.
Right.
He's doing tombstones and bridges and you're like, I had no idea he did this. He, I feel like, is on that level.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that on television because, I mean, I haven't seen it. I mean, like, we've only seen whatever we've seen, which is that, like, crossbody he did once.
Yeah.
And, like, the two, like, the choke slams. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
I like it when the guy, someone jumps through the ropes and he catches them like they're a baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, no, like you said, like, he's so strong and naturally gifted. Like, he'll catch a 230-pound-ish guy, like a you know, I can't think of who he did. He did it a lot. He just catches them.
Yeah.
Does, his arms don't even move.
No, he doesn't take one step back.
Yeah, there's no, like, yes, like position. Just, like,
yes, but beyond being gigantic, he's, like, a legitimate athlete. He's got, like, solid body composition, and you're like, oh, my God. This is just horrifying.
Yeah. Last thing I wanted to bring up, too, about Dynamite and Rampage. You know, boo you, AEW crowd, for booing the women's match when Sasha Monet didn't show up on a, like, they booed, the crowd booed when there was no appearance from Mercedes Monet, which I kind of got upset about because I'm like, they didn't, I guess they kind of, people were pointing out that, that I think Britt Baker mentioned a boss or something. And they were like, oh, we've bought tickets to a flight for someone, the secret opponent, and it was Toni Storm. Maybe there was a fumble there. Maybe they wanted Monet and they couldn't get her in time. Whatever it was, doesn't matter. Why are you booing the women? They just had an amazing match. So boo you, fans. And the final, final thing, and you don't have to chime in if you want.
Okay. I also want to say, Saraya gets what she deserved. When she came on AEW, she's like, maybe Renee should host this show.
Right.
Well, so any yeah. boo she gets from any single person, she has earned it as far as I'm concerned.
I thought that was a little out of line, but
it was. It was very disrespectful.
I'm not down with
I mean,
being disrespected.
No.
If I were you, I'd hold a grudge over her for a long time.
And she said, I wear the same outfit every episode, and now I've made a concerted episode, an effort to change my outfits.
I think your outfits are nice.
Thank you.
Well, there's another intergender match for you, by the way.
I guess.
Yeah.
Her, her oh. Saraya and Renee against me. And
that should be your entire AEW run, just all intergender matches.
Yeah.
I'd be like Saturn. I'll get in, get to do one quick move, and then tag out. Like.
Yeah, and wear a nice suit.
And I'll be jacked. Yeah. I'll just take the HGH, the roids.
Would you get to the other news, please?
No, I'm finding my groove with you.
Oh boy. Well, the last final piece of news, and the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I know the fans are all talking about it, and everybody should talk about it. Nobody has answers, but Vince is back, and they're trying to maybe possibly sell the WWE, and maybe possibly AEW is involved. Maybe possibly other countries are involved. You're all getting worked. It's the only reason I'm bringing this up. Stop speculating. Let it happen, and enjoy your wrestling. What the fuck? Why is it such a... You're falling into the trap. WWE is trending on Twitter because this is a trap. That they know what the fuck they're doing. And you're all falling for it. Stop speculating and just enjoy the product.
I mean, I think it's exciting as a fan. I'm just an idiot fan, as you could probably guess.
It's just interesting how they got there. Like, the whole thing started with Stephanie going on leave again, as she was before Vince left originally. So everybody just said, oh, the company's being sold to Saudi Arabia because the women are leaving. They can't be an executive. I'm like, you could have taken anybody that has a problem with women. Mel Gibson could be buying WWE.
That I'd watch.
I would watch Mel Gibson's WWE.
Love to see him put Mark Henry in a program.
I heard that perhaps Greg Gagne would be interested in buying it and taking the company, everything back to Minnesota. They'd be very interested.
I'd mark out of that. Yeah. Like, oh, shit, Nikita Koloff's in the title picture. Yeah,
and the Crusher Blackwell Memorial Battle Royal. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I mean, as a fan, where it would, you know, your mind started, oh, what if Roman, you know, fought MJF and like or all these wacky, you know, it's just fun, I think, for...
Look, as a fan, I would love for everybody to just work together. That's all.
I just want that one shot, the we could call it a reboot of the WCW takeover.
Sure.
That shot of
who would be Shane in this case?
Oh, right, right.
Shane's out.
It would be Tony and Vince.
Tony and Vince?
Yeah. Well, I guess not. It would be Vince McMahon saying, "I'm buying."
Wouldn't it be Trips?
Oh, I guess.
It would be Vince and Trips.
I just want that shot of Vince McMahon getting fucked one last time.
You know, Earl, I know this is a hot take.
I already know what's happening.
But in my opinion, that invasion angle wasn't very good. I'll say it.
Ooh. We might be on board. I'll say it. For the first time ever.
And I think doing the opposite of what they did would have been better.
you might say it would be good.
But I can already tell if they merge what's going to happen.
What?
Triple H is going to go over Sting again.
One last time.
I'm going to tell you right now, if that happens, I'm going to jump through my fucking 85-inch high-def 4K television. So, Paul Levesque, if you're listening, you're not going over Steve Borden again over my dead body.
Stop shooting. My God.
This is real. And I hope they do get bought out by...
Take a break.
No.
Just knock the cable.
Oh, sorry. God.
Sorry about that.
Come on.
I threw a bottle at the cable.
All right, do you want me to go start from over again? Paul Levesque. See, I know. I'm a pro. I know how to work the promos.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this up so we can go enjoy some comedy with RJ. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This has been a delight. And I wanted to not like you so much.
Ditto.
I came in here because I sat through an interview you did previously, and you had great questions like, where do you find the time to work out? And it upset me. It bothered me.
It's a legitimate question, though.
I came in here, and I was like, this has to stop. Oh, Abdullah the Butcher. How tall was he? It was real deep
stuff. I didn't ask that. And we're talking about the best big man.
Yeah, and you were like, Nikita Koloff? He doesn't get it. And then you listed a bunch of people who aren't big men. My point being, I came in here, my mindset on not liking you, and then I dropped my giant, and you fucked my whole world up. And I have to respect you for that.
Listen, I mean, I'm just saying, Nikita Koloff was originally cast as Drago, but was deemed too big.
That's Hollywood, though.
Yeah, but what defies a big man?
Oh, God, I hope he's stopped recording.
No.
The last
no,
5 minutes. We don't.
So, look, RJ.
He's got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go.
I have a wife.
You probably want to be here all night.
I do, kind of. I'm sorry. Wife.
She's not watching this shit.
No, she's definitely not.
No.
No, but seriously, RJ, honored that you came on.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Probably one of my favorite guests.
Yeah, but you haven't had that many.
Yeah, it's only like 30-something.
We get too crazy.
About a year from now, you'll be down the bottom.
Let me know. Please check in with me.
I'll check in.
I'd appreciate it.
And then you just come on Inappropriate Earl, and that's rock bottom.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you in a non-wrestling. I want to hear more of your hot takes on Superman. Yeah.
It'll be a four-hour nostalgia trip for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Hackman. We'll talk Porky's 3 when they're... in their 30s, still in high school.
I was in a movie with Art Hindel, who was in Meatballs 2.
He was also the sheriff.
Yes!
In Porky's.
Congratulations.
He knocked out the Nazi dad at the end of the first one.
Look at this. You're just a walking bottom of the IMDb.
And you wonder why I go on at 1 a.m. here. Yeah.
Well, for everybody that's watching and listening, please follow RJ. Tell them where to follow you. Tell them where to get all your stuff.
I'm going
to
do it right now.
Just Google RJ City. A bunch of things will come up. You may not like some of them, and you don't have to follow those. But other things you'll like, Hey W, every Sunday morning at the crack of dawn, youtube.com/AW.
Yeah, I don't watch it at the crack of dawn. I watch it when I wake up like a normal person. But... definitely watch it. It's honestly one of my favorite AEW products outside of, you know, their TV
and everything
shows,
else they do. And
everything else that they do. But no, it's a great show. Watch Hey EW. Follow RJ City. Follow me, RRBG Podcast. And Earl?
Follow me at NikitaKoloff.net.
There you go.
Buy his book, How to Be a Champion. See, I'm plugging someone else's product.
Yeah.
Because he sent me an autographed picture, said, Earl, you're a champion.
This one, Breaking the Chains? One of those?
Dawkins. That was a good Dawkins song.
Okay. Great. Anyway, follow John at Comedy Store Studios for all the great shows on our network. And please follow us at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Stores War on Twitter. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week.
Can the camera end on me?
Yeah.